With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Texas Senate has given final approval to a new Republican-leaning congressional voting map, sending it on to Governor Greg Abbott for his signature. President Trump has pushed for that map to help the GOP maintain its slim majority in Congress in the 2026 midterm election. Similar efforts underway on the Democrat side of the aisle over in California, where Governor Gavin Newsom is pushing hard to create five new districts as well. They should more or less offset for next year's midterm elections. President Trump continues to express frustration that Putin-Zelensky talks have yet to materialize, even though he's been pushing for them to sit down together. The president says we should know in 1 or 2 weeks whether Putin is serious about peace.
I think over the next 2 weeks we're going to find out which way it's going to go, and I better be very happy.
And the president commenting on news that those talks have yet to materialize. A Russian diplomat said that Putin is refusing to sit down with Zelensky until Ukraine agrees to some of the terms that Moscow has laid out in exchange for its willingness to have those talks. The FBI yesterday searched the Maryland home and Washington office of John Bolton as part of an investigation into the handling of classified information, and no telling on exactly what they turned up. It's all part of an ongoing probe into the so-called deep state, and the details have yet to be made public. Jerome Powell is sending a stronger signal yet that an interest rate cut could be on the way.
Powell is leaving the door open ever so slightly to a cut, even with stubbornly high inflation and rising unemployment.
The shifting balance of risks may warrant adjusting our policy stance.
Speaking in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Powell said inflation could be impacted by tariffs.
The effects of tariffs on consumer prices are now clearly visible. We expect those effects.
And that report from Mike Hempen, this is SRN News. A new British pornography law is working, as Michael Harrington explains.
The government began making online pornographers verify that a potential customer is 18 years old before allowing him access. As a result, traffic on Pornhub, the biggest pornography site in the world, has dropped by nearly half in the United Kingdom. Critics of the industry say this decline in usage demonstrates that a tremendous number of children were visiting Pornhub in violation of the law before the new statute went into effect. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
And also at SRNnews.com, things are getting worse for Afghanistan's small community of Christian believers. That's according to a report from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. The government's new Islamic morality law there is making it hard for believers to go about their daily lives. The law is a violation of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. This is SRN News. The FBI searched the Maryland home and Washington office of John Bolton this week as part of an ongoing investigation into the so-called deep state. Few details have been released. Russia's top diplomat announced on Friday that Vladimir Putin will not meet with Vladimir Zelensky until the Ukrainians agree to more of Moscow's demands for certain concessions before they're willing to agree to a ceasefire. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte says the U.S. and European nations are working on security guarantees, meanwhile, for Ukraine.
The first layer has to be for the Ukrainian armed forces to be as strong as possible to defend this proud country and nation going forward. And the second layer has to be the security guarantees provided by Europe and the United States. And that's what we are working on.
A federal judge has halted further expansion of the immigration detention center built in the Florida Everglades, dubbed Alligator Alcatraz. This is SRN News.